A true story.
Doc, I didn't understand. Mary and I were on the way to pick up our second adopted Chinese daughter, Stephanie, and had a huge communication gap with a student in a restaurant far from where we were supposed to be. How had this happened? What were we going to do? A few hours earlier, we had arrived in Guangzhou in the early morning after a 15-hour flight from LA, now on a 12-hour layover until our next flight to Kunming City. Our guide had decided to turn us loose on Shaumian Island to explore with only one terse instruction: don't leave the island. After all, how could you get lost on an island? The first thing we did was freshen up a little at a hotel. It was surreal to sit on the bed in the room and watch Chinese CNN showing American B-52s dropping bombs in Afghanistan. I turned off the television. It was a long way from home. But it was time to eat. I had mentally prepared myself to try all the food offered, but the best thing I could say about our first meal in China, chicken foot soup, is that it was memorable. I decided it was going to be a long trip. I might become very hungry. Next, we decided to explore. As we walked, a pleasant-appearing young man introduced himself to us as Guan, a student who would like to speak English with us while showing us around. We readily accepted his offer. I was happy he wanted to speak English, since I did not know Chinese. As we walked, Guan told us a little of the history of China, Guangzhou, and Shaumian Island. We came upon an open-air food market and observed many unusual, to us, things being sold, including barrels of crawling beetles, slithering snakes, lurching turtles, and naked ducks hanging by the neck. Kind of like going to Costco. After seeing the market and continuing to walk, Guan asked if we would have tea with him. This sounded like a good idea. We told Guan to lead on. We continued to walk and talk. Suddenly, I was startled to notice we had stopped walking and were standing on a ferry, a departing ferry. I leaned over and told Mary, "I think we're leaving the island." It was too late now to reverse course, so I became very observant. After all, what if Guan ditched us? We had to know how to retrace our steps back to the island. When the ferry docked, Guan led us down the street, extending straight out from the ferry terminal for about 8 blocks, where he then took us into a building and up the elevator to a top-floor restaurant. On entering the restaurant, all eyes turned toward us. Obviously, this was not a place where Westerners were usually seen. We were seated at a table next to a window overlooking the city, and Guan quickly placed our order. Guan continued to practice his English on us, and I started to wish I knew more than a handful of Chinese words, because his English was only a little better than my Chinese. The tea arrived along with two very large platters of delicious-looking food. Yes, I was not going to starve. As we started to eat, Mary pointed to one dish and said, "So, this is chicken?" Guan said, "Yes." I pointed to the other and asked what this was. Guan said, "Tuck." I had already determined both meats were wonderful, but I was mystified by the duck. In the States, I knew I did not like duck, but this duck was like none I had ever tasted. It was wonderful. No wonder the Chinese ate so much duck. They knew how to prepare it properly. At this point, Mary excused herself to go to the restroom, another story she can tell later. And as Guan and I sat and ate, I thought back to the B-52s on the television at the hotel. I asked Guan what he thought of the Americans bombing Afghanistan. He looked surprised, and after a quick look around the restaurant, he whispered, "We do not talk of that." Okay, so I decided to take the opportunity to get to the bottom of the mystery of the delicious quackers. What was the secret Chinese duck recipe? I started by pointing to the platter of chicken and spoke slowly. "So this is chicken."
"Chicken? No, snake."
Snake. I was sure he said it was chicken. Oh well, I'd lived in Texas and enjoyed snake before, and this was good snake. But I was still homing in on that duck. Pointing to the second platter, I asked, "And this is duck?"
"Yes, duck."
The duck I knew was dark and greasy. This was a sweet, white, juicy meat. I said, well, the duck is delicious, though it does not taste like the duck we eat at home. You must have a special way to prepare it. Guan frowned.
I do not understand.
I tried again, pointing. This is duck.
Yes, duck.
It is very special. I like it very much and would like to know how it is prepared. Another frown.
It just duck.
I have never tasted duck like this. Maybe it is a special duck.
Special duck. No, just baby duck.
Baby duck. Oh. I do not understand.
Yes, baby duck.
I sat there, perplexed and frustrated. This was going nowhere. Baby duck. I could see Guan was just as frustrated by the communication gap as I was. Suddenly, though, a look of enlightenment came over Guan's face. He had it.
You know, puppy.
Oh, God.
Puppy. Duck. Oh, I was shocked and speechless. I remained silent. At this point, Mary returned from the restroom. Should I tell her? I decided it could wait. We finished our meal, but there was a large amount of food remaining on both platters. I asked Guan if he would like to take it home to enjoy later. He obviously wanted this, but asked if I would carry the bag. I guess it was not proper for him to take the food home, but a Westerner could do so. As we left with the doggy bag, I reflected upon the fact that our 5-year-old daughter, waiting for us at home, Nikayla, had been wanting a puppy. And here I had one in the bag. Juan did not ditch us. He did take us back to the ferry, though did not accompany us back across the river. We had only been in China a few hours and had already had a big adventure, but a much bigger adventure awaited, an adventure of a lifetime, meeting and getting to know our new daughter, Stephanie.